This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
He doesn't want to acknowledge that we stopped the Iranian nuclear weapons program. He doesn't want to acknowledge that Hillary was part of the team that got bin Laden. He doesn't want to acknowledge that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, that we're down from 175,000 troops deployed overseas to 15,000. But let me tell you what will really make the Middle East dangerous. Donald Trump's idea that more nations should get nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia, Japan, South Korea. Ronald Reagan said something really interesting about nuclear proliferation back in the 1980s. He said the problem with nuclear proliferation is that some fool or maniac could trigger a catastrophic event. And I think that's who Governor Pence's running mate is, exactly who President Reagan warned us about.
Senator, that was even beneath you and Hillary Clinton, and that's pretty low.
But do you think we should have more nuclear weapons in the world will make us safer?
Senator, Ronald Reagan also said nuclear war should never be fought because it can never be won. And the United States of America needs to make investments in modernizing our nuclear force.
But can you defend Donald Trump's claim that more nations should get nuclear
to our allies? But let me go back to this Iran thing. I mean, he keeps saying that Hillary Clinton, who started the deal with the Iranians, prevented Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
That's what the Israeli Joint Chiefs of Staff is saying right now.
Well, that's not what Israel thinks.
Gadi Eisenkot, you can go check it.
You wouldn't necessarily know that. I know you boycotted Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech.
No, I visited him in his office.
You boycotted the speech. The point is, what this so-called Iran deal did was essentially guarantee. I mean, when I was in Congress, I fought hard on a bipartisan basis with Republican and Democrat members to move forward the toughest sanctions, literally in the history of the United States.
And then Hillary used them.
We were bringing them to heel, but the goal was always that we would only lift the sanctions if Iran permanently renounced their nuclear ambitions.
Elaine, let me just mention.
They have not. Elaine, let me finish a sentence. Mm-hmm. They have not renounced their nuclear ambitions, and when the deals period runs out, there's no limitation on them obtaining weapons. That
Elaine,
and the fact that they got $1.7 billion in a ransom payment.
We need to talk about Russia very quickly,
just astonishing the American people.
Six times tonight, I have said to Governor Pence, I can't imagine how you can defend your running mate's position on one issue after the next. And in all six cases, he's refused to defend his running mate's
position. No, don't put words in my mouth.
All right.
He is asking everybody to vote for somebody that he cannot defend. And I just think that should be underlined.
All right, gentlemen, let's talk about Russia.
I'm very, very happy to defend Donald.
Tim Kaine, it was like a gnat. You know, I'm here in Florida, and we have these little bugs called no-see-ums. I don't know if you've ever experienced those, Scott. But they call them flying invisible teeth. You can't really see, and they just kind of buzz around. They're like little gnats. And Kaine was like, are we having a conversation? We really want to talk about substance and do something responsibly for the voter electorate, or do we want to be rather sophomoric and be like a little gnat and just chip away? You know, at a couple points there, I kept thinking, you know, Pence was going to bring out a fly swatter and just smack him on the top of his forehead. You know, it's like, come on, you know, you're trying to make out these outlandish deals. And, you know, I got to tell you, on this whole issue of the Iranian nuke program, the mullahs and Iran are just sitting there. They're just laughing. They are laughing their whatever's off, you know, because, you know, we're absolutely deluded. And I'll tell you, whether it is Iran or anybody else in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, they feel the threat. It is a clear and present danger. There may be some negotiation here and all this kind of stuff, but that's not the way it works. That's not the psychology. In fact, I wanted to talk to David French a little bit more about that. and how, you know, how they think in terms of when they gain ground and when they see weakness and they take advantage of it. And we have opened the door wide open.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Patrick Wood is with us right now, author, lecturer who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he first partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. His book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. And Patrick Wood, first of all, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
Well, secondly, globalization is on full display right now. It is parading, you know, with all its international bombery and technocracy, and it is just passing by, and I hope America is seeing it for what it is.
I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to it, Bill. Even if they don't know exactly what's going on, I think they get an idea that something is fishy. And there was a great study that just came out yesterday, by the Pew organization. Mm-hmm. And it said that something like 72% of Americans now are climate change deniers. In other words, they don't go along with Al Gore's consensus of science that man is creating global warming all over the world. Well, this is a good thing. This is a good sign. Mm-hmm. And people are starting to reject this nonsense.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, in California, Governor Moonbeam there, Governor Brown is establishing a new agency to study the hyperfinition of cows because of the methane. I mean, you know, here's a whole new bureaucracy coming out of a state that, last time I checked, you ain't got problems with water, but you're going to be more concerned about the emissions of cows right now.
Well, that's right. And this is a UN led initiative, by the way. He didn't come up with that on his own. The United Nations has been studying cow flatulence for some years now, actually. You can believe it. How would you like to have my business card says I'm a specialist in cow flatulence?
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody, Dr. Bonner Cohen, the other day, and we said, can you imagine, you know, your son goes, hey, you know, I just graduated, and we paid $250,000 for my degree, and I'm studying a cow flatulence. You know, aren't you excited for me, Mom and Dad? Hey, at Thanksgiving, don't bring that up at the table, okay, please?
Yeah, really, I know. And what's really sad about cattle is, you know, the devices that they're looking on attaching to these poor bovine creatures, It doesn't just border on animal abuse. It is animal abuse.
These Where's PETA? Where's PETA when you need them?
I know. It's incredible. Well, they want to do away with all the beef anyway. You know, they want to, cattle or something that you eat is not vegetarian. They want to get rid of the cattle anyhow, so they don't consider them really valuable animals. Mm.
Well, Patrick Wood, when you first got into globalization policies back in the 70s and you started looking at how pernicious it was and how it was creeping in, you know, who would have thought that here we are, what, 40 years later, And it is here. I mean, it is no longer a clear and present danger. It is right here living in our neighborhoods. It's taking over our very country. I mean, the America that we grew up with, Patrick, it is looking at an exit door right now. And this is why this election is such a clear choice between Hillary Clinton, who is an absolute globalist, versus Donald Trump, who's saying, hey, what about America? What about nationalism? What about borders? What about all those things that protect the very America that you and I grew up with?
Well, that's true. And heaven forbid, if Hillary were to get elected and her running mate somehow ended up in the presidency before her term was done,
yes,
we would be doubly cooked.
That's what I was saying last night, to your point. I mean, if anything was clear as a result of this debate, is that who would you want to take over the presidency should either one of them be out? I mean, I don't even think it's, you know, it's a long quandary. It's like, you know, you want Pence in that seat right away. You know, Tim Kaine is like, I don't know, he's a rather conflicted individual.
Well, Kaine is actually to the left of Bernie Sanders, if that's possible. He is a hardcore Marxist, and you know, everything in his background points to turning America completely upside down. I'm talking Marxist revolution. This guy is absolutely nuts. And you know, if this is the presidency we get, it'll probably be the last presidency we ever have.
And this is what people need to understand about the hardcore Marxist that he is, because he purports to be this devout Catholic. And only because he brought it up do I bring it up. And I just say, look, it, I don't know how a Catholic can align themselves with the Democratic platform, just for one. It is antithetical to any Catholic value that I've understood and have learned under. It's not consistent. Now we get into this other aspect of Marxism, and you go, how do you, this is why I say he's got to be conflicted. You cannot be a quote unquote devout Catholic and align yourself with the Democratic Party and ideals that are antithetical to the faith. I'm sorry, I can't bring that together. And there are going to be some Catholics out there who say, well, I got to vote for him because he's Catholic. No, he's not Catholic. I'm sorry. He is not consistent with the faith as I understand it. Now, if you want to believe differently, that's up to you. But I'm just posing that right now.
Well, it's a good point. I lived through the era of so-called liberation theology back in the 70s and the early 80s. Liberation theology was a combination of Marxism and Catholicism. It ravaged Sub-Saharan Africa, Mozambique, Rhodesia, Namibia, and so on. These countries saw millions of people slaughtered under the name of liberation theology, and they did it. They did it presenting the cross of Catholicism as they marched through and slaughtered people. Now, obviously, this was not "quote unquote" Catholic in a sense. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
But that's the name, that's what it was, and many of the priests were actually down there were actually involved in this so-called liberation theology.
Right.
And this is what Kaine grew up with when he was a missionary, a Jesuit missionary no less, to Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they were teaching down there. This is what the whole culture was
right.
talking about, was liberation theology. So fast forward to today. Many Catholics have no idea what liberation theology is. They never heard of it before. They don't have a clue, and they probably don't care.
Exactly.
They just see the word Catholic. They're
right.
always Catholic.
Yeah, and then they wonder why Muslims and other nations think that America is so pernicious is because they're disconnected with reality here, aren't they?
They are. That's
I mean, exactly they just don't understand what is going on, and they... You know, because they go, why are we so misunderstood? It's because our faith, the people of faith and Christians are being misrepresented by these Marxists and by this liberation, you know, theology that you mentioned that has been so dangerous. Now, do they come back and say, oops, we made a mistake here or nothing? No, they just march on and wait for another day.
That's right. They just interrupt the debate again and take over the conversation.
Right. I mean, with useless, little bomb blast here that doesn't doesn't help. It doesn't advance the conversation. You know, this is the problem with, political correctness and, of course, this political environment in which we live in, and that we're being so unfairly subjected to these days. But, hey, look, it, the battle goes on, and a little over 30 days left of this craziness, and then hopefully we can get this country back on track. More from Patrick Wood right after this. Stay with us, America.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you, so I gotta make a move. What good are words when this world hurts? Real things will come through when I make a move.
Join us online at
BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Patrick Wood is with us, and our conversation continues. He's the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. It is here, ladies and gentlemen. It is knocking at our door. It places our country at a crossroads, and the decision, the choice is up to you, and it's up to me. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be because we, the people, have made it so, just like we've allowed the elites to take over. See, the good news is, because of the power belongs to us still at this moment, but I'm afraid that if we let it go and let the globalists continue to have their way with us, our Constitution and everything we knew about this country will fade into oblivion and will just be something that generations talked about like Camelot, maybe. I don't know. Patrick, what do you think?
I know. It's like, you know, everything that this administration has promised us, it's taken away. It's pulled the rug out from under us. You know, I think back to statements like when Obama was pushing Obamacare, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. We've had a constant string of false, you know, statements like this that lead you, I can go for that. And then you turn around and wham, they do the exact opposite and they pull the rug out from under you. We've had just, you know, item after item has been done like this. These people are just liars, and they're willing to deceive the American people. There was an article I posted just yesterday, I think. A study was done. A book actually was written by a couple of guys, a couple of professors, that notes and examines how the Washington elites think we are morons.
Yes.
You and I and people like us around the country, that we're morons. Yeah. These are the people that are leading our country.
Yes. Well, Jonathan Gruber said that, right? We caught him on tape. He was talking about how moronic we are. We're minions. We're minions, Patrick. We're treated like mushrooms, you know, kept in the dark and fed, you know what? That's what this is all about. I mean, whether, you know, it's like this line, speaking of Obamacare, you know, that they talk about now progressives because they can only think in progressive terms. Whether it's reality or not, they just keep on enlarging the numbers. The latest number they come up with is that 25 million people who were not experiencing health care previously are now covered because of Obamacare. Where in the heck did they get that number?
I have no. Yeah, that's right. They just fish it out of the air.
I mean, it's just, you know, they become, and then Kane last night, 15 million new jobs. Are you kidding me? Well, David Stockman, the father of Reaganomics, he said, he told us a couple of weeks ago, he says, Bill, he goes, since the year 2000, 16 years now, since the year 2000, not one net new breadwinning job has been created in America. End of story. And they talk about 15 million new jobs. It's like California. Moonbeam over there, he says, oh, you know, we've created all these new jobs. Wait a minute. What about all the jobs you gave away? Yes, you know, we've got maybe some more fast food jobs, but even then, you've crippled them, and you're encouraging automation because of all the regulations and Obamacare that you've put on them. And you're gonna try and sell us some sort of story, sell California as a story that you supposedly have created new jobs. What about net new jobs? What about net new breadwinning jobs? What have you created in America?
That's right. We have,
for California,
the highest rate of permanently unemployed people right now that we've ever had in the history of our nation, both in absolute numbers and in percentages as well. Mm-hmm. These are people who have given up looking for a job, and they're just sitting out there doing nothing.
Patrick, you know, hey, a lot of those people, yes, they're, you know, they've given up. But I say the other part is, and I don't know the number, but I know it's millions of people because they got to eat. They still have to eat. So they're working under the table. So how, you know, for this extended period of time, because the longer that you keep people unemployed working under the table, how do you repatriate that money and that income to where they're serving the greater good and they're participating in the tax system here of this country?
That's right. One way to do it is just to drive cash out of the system, which is a major globalist thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if cash does get driven out and cash is made, in a sense, illegal,
right,
then that's going to force everybody back into the banking system, and they will be able to tell exactly who has any money in their account, where they're getting it from, how they spend it, et cetera.
Well, to your point here, Patrick, what did Christine Lagarde say the other day? Christine Lagarde, of course, head of the IMF, right? She says within five years, banks will adopt digital currencies.
That's right.
Right?
It's coming. Yes, yeah. It's coming. And when you get people like Larry Summers, who's ex-Harvard professor, writing almost monthly now on the evils of cash, you know that there's something underfoot.
Of course.
They really intend to drive cash out of our system.
Well, again, this is what progressives do. They move the ball down the field a little bit at a time, and they keep their eye on the ball. They keep moving it. And whether it's lies or whatever, I mean, it is no wonder, Patrick. I mean, here we are around the world. We're fighting ISIS and Taqiya and the ends, justify the means. They can lie and misrepresent. Lies are abounding. This is why at the core of all this, we have to go into this with our eyes wide open. We need to be more educated and understand what's going on. And meanwhile, while we were sleeping on Friday night, to your point in terms of the globalistic move, look what President Obama did. He gave away our internet, trillions of dollars of assets of the peoples. It belonged to we the people. He gave it away. And where's Mitch McConnell? Where's Paul Ryan? Where's the Republican Party on this deal? The only person that spoke out was Ted Cruz, but, you know, they almost, you know, they just wanted to usher him out the exit door for some apparent reason.
Well, it appears that way. And here's another example where Obama, once upon a time, when this first came up, when he first proposed giving up the internet control over it, he said that the United Nations would never take control of the internet. He would make sure that. He said, and essentially he said, if you like your internet, you can keep your internet.
Right.
And look what happened.
Yes, exactly.
Now, it's just gone. And I'll tell you what's scary. Not only is the United Nations sitting out there, but George Soros is sitting out there as well, waiting to apply his money to adapt the internet, the control of the internet for his purposes. Now we know what his purposes are.
Sure.
And this man is one of the most frightening characters, even beyond Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski,
right,
in the world stage.
Well, and the other thing, too, here, Patrick, is we're already paying a little bit of a passive tax to ICANN. What do you think is going to happen to that number next? And how unfairly it's going to be leveled on Americans? So now we're going to start moving our internet base of operation to India because they get a better break.
The two things bother me about this. Number one, ICANN, the controlling organization today, mm-hmm, is full of technocrats. Virtually every one of these people are completely sold out to the idea of technical management of society.
Mm-hmm.
They need political oversight. If you take this group of technocrats and give them to a more hostile or let's say a less reasonable oversight body than the United States might be, then they're going to just go with the flow, and they're going to do whatever these people want them to do.
Of course.
And secondly, is I would be happy to pay a tax on one hand, but the big problem with this is it's going to result in massive censorship.
Exactly.
Just wait until the hate speech people get a hold of this, for Pete's sake.
No
question. What you and I are talking about right now is going to be determined hate speech.
Without a doubt.
Because, you know, some word or something we use, and we could end up being censored for some stupid thing.
Yeah.
You could just see this coming.
Yeah, there's no First Amendment right here, ladies and gentlemen. That's out the window. I mean, all the rights, anything that can neutralize the Constitution and set into the globalization plane, that's what they're doing.
I know, and it's going to take a little time to get there, for sure, but I think it's going to take less time than most people think it will.
Right.
And if the United Nations gets a hold of it, which they very likely are going to get their fingers in it.
Well, Patrick, we're out of time. To be continued. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live.
Tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When man stops believing in God, he'll believe in anything. Torchbearer follows the Duck Commander Phil Robertson as he argues the absurdity of life without God.
Human civilization's best chance of survival is to anchor itself in the God of creation. God created man and woman in his image. We are image bearers of God.
Torchbearer. This film is not yet rated. In select theaters October 7th. More information is available at torchbearermovie.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't find the water, I wish I could walk through.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, let me remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, all the information, past interviews that you can download and listen to as a podcast for your own convenience. Because that's the way we roll here. It's about you, and it's about your convenience. You know, most people think of recycling as just the blue bins they set at the curb. But, you know, recycling is much bigger than the bin, believe it or not. Recycling is the processing of scrap into tradable and highly valued specification grade products that manufacturers use as raw material inputs to make new products. Now, it's an industry that dates back to the beginning of human existence itself. I know you didn't have a blue bin out there back then, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that we have been mindful to be good stewards of this planet and do what we can. Now, since then and over the years, it has evolved into a highly technical and sophisticated industry benefiting your community and environment. Now, some of the benefits of recycling are it reduces the amount of material sent to landfills and incinerators, conserves natural resources, such as timber, water, and minerals, prevents pollution by reducing the need to collect new raw materials. Of course, saves energy, reduces greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to global climate change, and it helps sustain the environment for future generations. There's additional benefits here to talk about, and this is why we appreciate the chief economist and director of commodities at the ISRI. Joseph Pickard is with us, or Joseph Pickard, I'm sorry. Joseph, good to have you with us here. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, I'll tell you, this is really a great timing. We were just having a discussion about the blue bins, so it's great timing that we get some understanding on it because, you know, it's come a long way in the last couple of decades, you know, in terms of its prevalence and how it's made its way into our streets and how we're utilizing, you know, the recycling process.
Absolutely right. And I think, you know, as you indicated, that's what most people think of when they think about recycling. Mm-hmm. They think about that blue bin. But our industry is actually much larger than that. We're about $100 billion a year industry here in the United States. And every year, scrap processors here in the States are processing about 130 million tons of all scrap commodities, including metal, paper, plastic, electronics. And those tons and the recycling process itself comes with tremendous economic and environmental benefits as well.
Well, and I know the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries publishes a detailed statistical look at the recycling industry. I think it's going to be insightful for our listeners who are tuning in right now to, you know, have a little bit more understanding, you know, about what is going on. So tell us about the 2016 ISRI Scrap Yearbook.
Sure. Let me begin by telling you that the ISRI, or the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, we're the trade association and really the voice of the recycling industry. So ISRI has about 1,300 member companies in our association that operate in about 4,000 locations both in the United States and 34 countries around the world. And for the last 5 years or so, ISRI has produced a publication called Scrap Yearbook. The most recent edition of that was just published here in September, the Scrap Yearbook 2016. And it really provides an overview of what our industry is, how ISRI promotes it, all the great economic and environmental benefits associated with recycling, and then really walks you through how materials are actually recycled from start to finish, how it gets processed, who uses them, and what the benefits are associated with that. And so with the 2016 edition, we've updated all the statistics and information to give people the most up-to-date information available about the recycling industry here in the U.S., but also globally as well.
I tell you, Joseph, we've come a long way. I remember as a kid growing up, it was just trash. You know, you threw it out there, it filled landfills, and we waited for it to deteriorate, and who would have thought there was gold in them our trash bins, right?
That is true, and, you know, there's a really important distinction between scrap and waste. You know, waste really is something that doesn't have a value, but scrap is something that's extremely valuable for manufacturers. It's really the most important raw material input for our manufacturing base here in the U.S., If you think about steel mills, for example, most of the steel that gets produced in the United States is made from scrap. And that's, you know, carries over into other sectors, whether it's copper and aluminum production, paper mills. You know, scrap commodities are really important raw material inputs and really the lifeblood of our manufacturing industry.
Well, I think humanity can kind of pat itself on the back a little bit here, the fact that we are being a little bit more conservation, you know, mindful, I guess you could say, in being involved with recycling. So, you know, we have come a long way, and we're, yeah, I know it's taken some time. Some people have been impatient about it, but, you know, considering where we were 20 years ago, you know, I think that congratulations is due to the people, particularly here in America, that have embraced recycling.
Yep. You know, everybody has a part to play in recycling. Our industry has certainly taken off in the last couple of decades, and from pretty humble origins, to be honest. You know, if you think about the early 1900s, a lot of the people who started the scrap industry really came to this country with the shirt on their back and started collecting recyclables and trading them from door to door. From that sort of humble beginnings, we're processing 130 million tons of scrap every year in the U.S., and it's become a really capital-intensive and technology-driven industry today.
Yeah, that's amazing, too, when you consider the technology. But, hey, it's the 21st century, and you make the adjustments, so congratulations to the recycling industry. Help us understand, Joseph, how it all works.
Sure. So if you think about the bin, that's really just one part of the flow of recyclables, what people put in their bin. It's an important part, but it's not the only part. Scrap commodities also get generated from the manufacturing process. Think about an auto maker stamping out new car doors. With that stamping process, they're going to generate scrap metal, which can then be reused as well. But another source of scrap is also end-of-life products. Think about peddlers collecting old appliances, old refrigerators, washing machines, but also end-of-life vehicles like automobiles are an important source of scrap. So scrap processors will take those end-of-life products and new scrap that gets generated from manufacturing. They will process it into commodity-grade materials through their capital equipment, whether it's a shredder or a baler or other equipment that they use to process it. Then they're going to sell that scrap commodity to a consumer, like a steel mill or a copper smelter or other producers. They're going to melt down the metal or reuse the paper to create new products.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, when Joseph says end of life, we're talking inanimate objects here, so don't freak out. Okay, so yes, exactly. So, so why is it so important to recycle metals, paper, plastic, tire, rubber, and electronics? I think you gave us a little bit of a hint here, but go ahead and unfold that a little bit more.
Sure. So there's important economic benefits. As I indicated, you know, our industry employs about 470,000 people here in the U.S. alone, providing, you know, those Americans with really good paying jobs. That also pay taxes and generate tax revenue. So from an economic perspective, it's very important. But from an environmental perspective, it's just as important. Mm-hmm. If you think about aluminum, for example, producing aluminum from a primary material compared to producing new aluminum from scrap, the scrap-associated energy savings are about 90%. It takes about 90% less energy to use that scrap to produce new aluminum than using primary material. And so with that energy reduction associated with recycling, you're emitting fewer greenhouse gas emissions, and you're really doing a better job protecting the environment.
Right, exactly.
In addition to diverting material from the landfills, the energy savings and other environmental benefits are extremely important as well. And everybody's got a part to play.
Exactly. Well, and you're exactly right. I like how you say that we all have a part to play in this. And, you know, we're grateful for the recycling industry. Looking forward here, Joseph, we got about a minute left. Where do you see this heading? You know, what would be the big breakthrough probably in the next 20 years for the recycling industry that you hope for?
I think what we've seen and what we're going to continue to see is that really the recycling industry has become global in nature. Mm-hmm. The United States is the largest generator and exporter of scrap in the world, and I think that's going to continue. Last year, we exported scrap to about 150 countries around the world, and that generated over $17 billion in export sales, and I think that's a trend to keep an eye on.
Okay, Joseph, 5 more seconds, so we got to leave it there. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
www.isri.org.
Joseph Pickard on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
For pet owners and their four-legged friends, interacting with other dogs is a great opportunity to exercise and socialize, but can also pose health risks. Pet expert Julia Szabo explains.
Your dog's social life can put him or her at risk for health conditions such as canine influenza and parasites like fleas and ticks, which can cause both disease and discomfort. It's important to be in the know about risk factors and prevention options. Here are a few tips. Ensure your dog's vaccinations are up to date. Always discuss your pet's lifestyle with your veterinarian, including travel plans. Be aware of disease threats that could impact your dog. For example, there's a new strain of canine influenza, and it's incredibly contagious. Check your dog regularly for ticks. Catching them early can reduce the risk of Lyme disease. Talk to your veterinarian about choosing the right product to protect your pets from parasites. For example, Bravecto is the only oral chew to deliver flea and tick protection to dogs for up to 12 weeks.
Visit mypet.com to learn more. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health. Bravecto important safety information. The most common adverse reactions recorded in clinical trials were vomiting, decreased appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, polydipsia, and flatulence. Bravecto has not been shown to be effective for 12 weeks duration in puppies less than 6 months of age. Bravecto is not effective against Lone Star ticks beyond 8 weeks after dosing. Visit mypet.com to learn more.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
I'll tell you, every time I hear that that lyric, it just touches me so deep. You know, here he is, the maker of the stars, and, you know, write your story on my heart. That is the purpose that we live for, the purpose that we've been designed to live for. We could only hope and pray that we would be consistent with that, that his kingdom would come, his will be done in each of our lives. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. What say you, if you had a chance to take a look at the highlights, or maybe you suffered with many of us, you know, through the debate last night? You know, Tim Kaine, I was so disappointed in him, but it's consistent with what progressives and what the globalists are doing, and that is that, you know, they don't have a whole lot of policy to talk about. I mean, it's hard to to defend. You talk about defending. How can they defend the global initiative, the Clinton Global Foundation, with all this going on? And here it is, you know, we've got a hurricane, you know, that passed through Haiti. And you know, that country, we haven't even seen how devastated that's become because it went right through there. I think it was probably a class 4 or at least a 3 by the time it went through Haiti. So you know the devastation that goes on. I mean, you're talking, you know, cardboard shacks. I mean, it's just incredible what hits that that poor country. And, of course, like last time in 2010, when a lot of money went down there, you had the buzzards of the Clinton Foundation, you know, swooping in and taking all this money in that they were supposedly going to help the Haitians. And I don't understand this, you know, that I was looking at one group that supposedly, you know, certifies these charity groups, and all of a sudden they give this four-star rating to the Clinton Foundation, and then you go, Oh, no wonder. You're on the foundation. So let's call this, brain surgery on ourselves, right? And so they give them a 4-star rating, 4 out of 4. And they're on the board for the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this deal is so rigged. I don't know if Bill or Hillary could ever play it straight up. They're probably so used to, you know, being 50 yards in front of the starting line, their entire lives, or certainly their political lives, that they wouldn't know what it would be like if they had to start at the real starting line like the rest of us. And, you hear Tim Kaine, try and, malign conservatives, like as if we're the ones that have all the goods, or that Donald Trump cheated the tax system. He didn't cheat it. That's just the way it is. They did the same thing to Mitt Romney. And again, I'll remind you of what Harry Reid had to say about Mitt Romney, that, and as he says afterwards, I mean, he lied about Mitt Romney and the well of the Senate. I mean, is there no respect for that? I mean, he should have been exited out. He should have just been, so chastised and just said, you're not even welcome here. You cannot lie in the well of the Senate. I mean, is it not a hallowed place anymore to where we would be able to have reasonable conversation and pursue the truth for the goodness and for the sake of, all America? But no, you're going to lie at the well of the Senate for political purposes and then chuckle about it afterwards and say, you didn't get elected anyway, right? So here it is. And, once again, deja vu. And they want Trump's, taxes. And as David French says, what's wrong with saving money on your taxes? When is that a bad thing? Plus, the thing you need to consider here is that, look at how many of us make billions of dollars? How many of us deal with that many zeros? How are you going to understand the tax report of one Donald Trump? You're going to rely on pundits that make a buck and a quarter an hour analyzing what's going on, and somehow they're going to present this in an objective way? It's not going to happen. They don't even understand it. It is out of their concept. They're out of, they don't even have the capacity to begin to understand a tax report of the immensity of one Donald Trump. But, they want it, because we have to look at it. It's full disclosure. Well, I'm not sure that that's even in the Constitution, that somehow all our elected officials should have, their personal business, their financial business. Yeah, I think that they should be checked out and make sure that, certain things are according to Hoyle. But, to the point that we need to look at every nook and cranny, and so that they can be maligned because you have nothing else to talk about, that, you can't be president based on the merits of your ideas and policies any longer. It's whether or not your rhetoric or what your tone is all about, that you don't have the temperament. Well, the problem is we're so tempered that our country is going to hell in a handbasket here, ladies and gentlemen. We have violated, we've thrown away the Constitution. We've allowed globalists to come in and take over parts of our country to such a degree that, the America that we have today is not the America we grew up in. I mean, when you've got a president who has said that with the stroke of a pen and a cell phone, he can make the laws. He can do all these executive orders. He can give away our internet. Trillions of dollars of assets. I mean, are you understanding this? What he gave away. So who's going to win there? Does Barack Obama have a job? I know that, I was kind of semi-kidding with Liz Peek earlier this week. And she says, well, how dare you think that he would settle for such a low job? Hey, Barack Obama knows about stepping stones. I don't know, but somehow him giving away the internet ingratiates him to the international class to such a degree that all of a sudden it opens up a door of opportunity, because here pretty soon he's going to be unemployed. Yes, he's got a great golden parachute, thanks to you and me, that will take care of him and his family, for the rest of his life, for serving as president of the United States. But he's still young. He still wants to be involved in the conversation. He still wants to promote progressive and globalist ideas. Think you not. He is not going to go off into the sunset somewhere and read books. And he can only hope that people will hire him to do speeches at the tune of $500,000 like Bill Clinton. But if that's going to happen, then he better be tied into some other Secretary of State or somebody in authority and position to where he can move American assets and he can get American favor, you know, for these different interest groups so that they'll want to pay him $500,000 for his speech. When most presidents, upon retirement, you know, they get maybe $70,000-$80,000. So how do you get to $500,000 in the $1 million range? Well, you start paying to play, and that's what we got. That's our choice. We've got a choice of somebody who is so corrupt and that has taken pay to play to a whole new level. I mean, they did it with the Lincoln bedroom, for goodness sakes. I mean, you know, and they talk about it. You know, they report on this. They say, well, it was $5.3 million they generated, you know, in renting out the Lincoln bedroom. Are you kidding me? I mean, is this what this is going to be now? Can we make it part of Airbnb, you think? And we'll see. And we'll let the Lincoln bedroom go for, you know, the highest bidder. You know, this is the people's house, and it's being sold for their political interest. This is what's being done. I mean, it's so corrupt, and the mainstream media is ignoring this. This is all going by the wayside, our internet given away. What have you heard about the internet? They didn't talk about this last night. It's not going to be talked about. And then Julian Assange, he's supposed to, you know, have breaking news and the whole deal. All of a sudden, he runs skittish, and this is on the heels of Hillary Clinton kind of, you could say, jokingly saying he ought to be droned. But she did say that. But, you know, is there any a problem there? I mean, that we're going to drone somebody because he's going to expose Hillary Clinton that she and somehow it's a joke. But she just puts it out there that he ought to be droned. And by the way, let's talk about somebody who may have been giving information to WikiLeaks. 27-year-old that was suspiciously murdered in the middle of the night or in the dark of night, and he was and they still don't understand, but it was suspicious that supposedly he had some conversation with Julian Assange, and Julian Assange put up $25,000 reward money for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the perpetrator. So what is all that about? But, you know, there's plausible deniability. Of course, Julian Assange is not going to say, yeah, he was on the team and tie that, you know, tie that real tight. But Julian Assange knows better. He knows if he's being threatened by Hillary Clinton and that she's out there, just throws it out there, says, hey, this guy ought to be droned. What do you think? Is he ducking and covering? You know, so all this information that he was going to pour out, you know, any day now, that's got, you know, that's now being, you know, tapped down a little bit. I don't know if he's running scared and he's decided he doesn't want to put that information out there. I don't know. Well, last night's VP debate, quite revealing, you know, Tim Kaine like a gnat. I mean, it was like a gnat. Just kept, you know, it's like, oh, come on, please let the man, you know, complete his sentence. I mean, he interrupted Mike Pence 72 times. I mean, you talk about temperament. I mean, is this who you want if something would happen to Hillary? I mean, this could be your president. Tim Kaine could be, he'd be like a little gnat. Could you imagine him talking with Benjamin Netanyahu, interrupting him a bunch of times? Netanyahu would want to get a fly swatter out and just smack him right in the forehead. You know, so it's amazing. But there was a clear distinction between the two men in terms of any kind of presidential temperament. Mike Pence, without a doubt, was shining much brighter than Tim Kaine, in my humble opinion. But hey, look at this is why we have these, you know, these debates, is so that you know, we can see what's going on. And and by the way, do you think it's fair what you're hearing about Elaine Quijano, that you know, her bias alert? I mean, that's a tough position to be in, be moderating them. But she was like trying to herd cats, having a hard time trying to pull both them, especially Kaine. He was so revved up. And he just did not want to cooperate there much. And you can imagine with all the interruptions going on. But, you know, God bless her for being in the midst of it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. take a One World Way shake with the oil when I got home. It took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.